Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you for joining us tonight for the Bible Enrichment Hour coming from the Ladder House. We thank you for taking the time out on this Tuesday night, May the 16th, 2017, to join us. We thank you for your time and for your listening, and we're going to go ahead and tell you that the Ladder House is a people predestined to restore virtue in a society bearing a spiritual and moral excellence through a message of the gospel of the kingdom of God and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. It is our endless desire to join a diverse generation for the purpose of connecting and developing other champions. In a technological advanced society, we deliberately create platforms, special events, seminars, conventions, and fellowships in which the wounded and unusually gifted can find aid and a place of appreciation. Our aim is to continuously create an environment of love, unity, faith, and victory in which all can discover the champion within. We invite you to be a part of this important project. Prayerfully consider partnering with us as we build platforms where the nature, true nature of God can freely be experienced and expressed by all. For more information, please send your email inquiries to dlhwork@gmail.com. Predestined to Restore, Dr. S.D. Carter, Founder and National Director. We thank you again, and we want to give a shout-out to all our listening audience. We also want to give a shout-out to our sponsor, Ms. Beverly Beasley of Granny's Place, and her pastor, Dr. Richard Terry, and also to my pastors, Pastor Michael Morgan, Sr. of the Shady Grove Primitive Baptist Church. And we just want thank God for this day. We thank God for his goodness and for his mercy and for his kindness. We just thank him for just blessing us to have a wonderful and good day. It has been really wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I see we have some callers on the line. Would anybody like to give a shout-out tonight to anybody? Or just let us know who you are and where you're calling from. The floor is open. Well, while we're just waiting to for some more to come on, we're just going to say good evening to you and hope that you've had a wonderful day and everything has been well in your world today and God's been good to you. I've had a great day. I started out kind of slow, but it was wonderful. It ended up pretty good, so we're just grateful for having God carry us through this day. Just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. To the mothers that are out there listening, and if I didn't get to tell you Happy Mother's Day, well, I want to say Happy belated Mother's Day to all those that I didn't get to wish a Happy Mother's Day on that day. And I hope your day was wonderful and that you had some great times with your family and children, and that they were most appreciative of you and seeing everything that was fine. And it was just a wonderful weekend. I was very grateful. I did have a good weekend myself, so I'm just thanking God for my children and my family and everything that happened for me this weekend. So is there anyone down the line now that wants to have anything to say?
Hello, everyone. This is Samantha. I just wanted to say hello to everybody in the family. God bless everybody. Mother's Day was beautiful. I thank God for all the mothers on the line. You guys make the world go round. So I just want to say hey to everyone. And looking forward to hearing the word for tonight. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Miss Samantha. Glad to hear your voice. They're wonderful. Anyone else? We just opening the floor tonight for anybody who wants to say hello or give any shout-outs or just let us know who you are, where you're calling from, and let us know how your day has been, or just talk to us, period.
Hi, this is Terrell calling, wishing all of the people of God a good evening, and I pray that, matter of fact, I know that their day went well because of when we all come together. And we hear, you know, the different things that have gone throughout each and all of our days. I feel that it gives us, you know, all a strength in another way. So I'm very thankful for this call. I'm thankful for the people who helped run it, allowing God to minister through them in a way that we can all receive it spiritually. And I really believe in what we're going for and where we're going to. So I just want to encourage you all just to keep going for it and keep standing up before God, because, you know, I feel like we're all key to a very important thing. That's, I feel like the more we stay to it, you know, we'll see more and more of it. So keep standing before God and keep getting the clue that you need to succeed.
Amen. Well, thank you, Mr. Terrell. We appreciate your comments and joining in freely with us tonight and just being there for us. It's a wonderful thing. Wonderful thing. Anybody else?
Well,
the door's open. Hey, Miss Bama.
I can say you know it. How y'all doing?
We're
great. I got another country praise report coming live to you guys. And, of course, it's about Kai, my youngest grandson, Bucky's child. He graduates tomorrow from pre-K. So go Kai.
Right.
But I was having a hard time trying to get in contact with his father. So, you know me, I don't give up. So I said, okay, you don't want to answer to my number. So I had Tony call him. He hurry up and answer. And
no
she just
way.
Put it on him. You know? And I say, God, you go one way, he'll tell you how to go around that other corner to get what you need to have, which is peace in my heart,
amen,
in my mind, my soul, my spirit. And she had him on speaker, and I was listening, and the Father's just, he's more excited than I am about Kai's graduation tomorrow. He said he's out trying to find him a suit to wear and everything. So hopefully he'll record it, and y'all know I'm going to share it. So y'all just keep us in prayer. God is good.
Well, congratulations to Kai. All right, we're so happy to hear that.
Big boy.
Graduating. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That is actually too good to be true, huh?
Yes, Buck. Check that out. Now, that's Buck's oldest daughter graduating from high school, period. And then it's the baby graduating from pre-K going into school. Ain't that amazing?
Yeah, ain't that something?
That's like,
not
the oldest and the
how
baby.
How about that?
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. God is just blessing all the time. All the time.
Yes, he
is. Yeah, I love it. He is so wonderful. He is so loving toward us. He just gives us grace and mercy every day. They're brand new every day. So he makes life worth living. Like
oh,
I always
say.
I can't, I don't ever know how I ever tried to make it without him, because he is just marvelous. That's going to be the word for tonight, marvelous God.
Marvelous.
I love it. Do we have anyone else that wants to give us a shout out tonight? That haven't had a chance to or haven't said anything?
Hi, this is Antoinette from Lambert. I'm in the middle of taking care of my grandkids, so I got you on mute. So I just want to give a praise report that today I got a check in the mail. God is so good. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I was saying, Lord, what I'm gonna do for my birthday? I don't see nothing in, you know, making in the plan. And I said I wanted to go back to Catalina. And today, I don't know, we were just talking about child support. And they was like, do you still? They were saying, you don't still get child support. I said, yeah, I get $32 safely a month. And they was like, what? I was like, yeah, faithfully I get $32. But some just told me to check the card, and it was $300 on there. So I just say, Lord, I thank you. yes. So I am just so grateful that God just keeps, He just keeps meeting my needs on a day-to-day basis. I learn every day just to trust Him and to just continue to keep praising Him in the midst of it. In the midst of it all, He's still taking care of me. So I thank and praise God for that today. Amen.
Amen. So God is good.
I'm going to have to go back into mute.
Mm-hmm.
But I left Scott.
Yes, God is good all the time, and all the time He's good. When we're trying to figure out, He's already worked it out. That's what I have to tell. That's what I have to say. Don't try to figure it out, because He's worked it out for you, and He's worked it out for you good. So He's just marvelous. That's what I'm gonna say tonight. Marvelous God, marvelous, along with being awesome. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We are doing wonderful. He is just good to us. Anybody else? Anybody else? Got a shout out or tell us, give us some praise reports? The floor is open.
Hi, Sister Lewis. This is Chanel from Los Angeles. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm good. How are you, Chanel?
I'm marvelous. Right?
There you go. Yes, that's a good thing. We are all doing wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. How's your day been?
Transitioning into better. Amen.
Okay.
Transitioning into better.
Okay.
I'll speak that life into it. But no, It's a pretty good day. I'm looking busy week. Looking forward to tomorrow and just what God is about to do. But yeah, I'm very hopeful. Feeling hopeful tonight. Amen. Feeling hopeful.
Amen.
Ready for this word to definitely inspire me and lift my spirits and get me ready. Get me ready to go conquer and be a champion and be victorious. I'm feeling that. I need a little, a boost tonight. Amen. So
amen.
I'm looking forward to the call.
All right, all right. Well, you know, Dr. Carter will do it for you. If you need something he's going to give it to you. He just says that the Holy Spirit always works with him, so he can work with us. Okay? Just really good. So we're just waiting to hear some word from him tonight. I'm waiting on Minister Lewis to call. He's want to give her some information tonight. That's the reason why I'm just opening the floor to everybody. Oh, there he is. Hello, Minister Lewis.
Hello there,
good
Sister
evening.
Lewis, and hello there, Ladder House. How's everyone doing?
Marvelous.
Yeah. Well, great. I'm so happy to be a part of the program this evening. I'm a first-time caller, but I've been listening, and I'm very excited and pleased with what I hear. So y'all keep up the good work. But I want to thank Sister Lewis, my wife, and allow me to come on this evening, and she shared with me that I should tell everyone about our upcoming event that Dr. Carter is a part of, and I am so pleased to have him to be a part of our men's conference. We're going into our seventh year, and God is doing mighty things in this man's conference. Men's lives are being changed, and they've been brought back into a relationship with our Heavenly Father, and I'm so happy to be a part of that. My life has been changed. But this year's conference is entitled Mind, Body, and Soul. But before I go any further, I'd just like to give all praise to our Heavenly Father and to His Son, Jesus Christ. He's the light of my life, and giving Him all glory. Amen. And Dr. Carter, he's a part of our program for this coming year also. So we have to have him to be a part of it. So, Sister Lois, is there any question that you want to ask me?
When is it?
The program is going to be March the 20th at 9:12 at First Free Will Baptist Church. We're here in the Dallas area. So First Free Will Baptist Church is located in the Duncanville area. It's a suburb of Dallas, Texas. And the zip code is 1415 West Wheatland Road. And that's Duncanville, Texas there. Amen. But our conference, we have a great lineup of speakers and workshop facilitators this year. And as I stated earlier, the theme of our conference is mind, body, and soul third John, where it said, I pray that you be prosperous, brother, as well as your soul is prosperous also. And so we want to share with our young men and older men that God isn't mad at them concerning their health and their finances. You know, I do jail and prison ministry, and sometimes the men feel like that God is mad at them. They feel like they've been punished for some mistakes that they had made. And I try to encourage them through the word of God that God isn't mad at them and that God is a preserver. So regardless of what's going on in their life now, God knew that it was going to happen long before it happened. But I want to give you a list of some of the speakers and workshop facilitators that's going to be at this year men's conference. We have a Dr. Session, and he's going to come out, and he's going to give us insight on taking charge of our health. Dr. Session is a physician over at the Medical Center in Dallas, Texas, and so he's going to be on the roster this, on this event. He's going to be telling us about how important it is for men to follow up on their health, how important it is for us to get those annual checkups. You know, you women, y'all don't have any problem with that, but men, we're challenged with that when it comes down to a prostate exam. We're challenged with that when it comes down to blood pressure problem. We, you know, need to regulate that. We always say we can sleep it off, or we can walk it off, or we can work it out, but yet it's time for us to follow up on those things. We have Brother Prater. Brother Prater is a very gifted and talented artist and a motivational speaker. He has several books out, and one of the books that he's going to share with our men conference is going to be A Few Good Men, The Path to Father Godlyhood. And so he's been on there on our roster. This is his second year. He's back by demand. And so we're looking forward for him coming out there and sharing with our men about fatherhood, because some of our men have missed that opportunity. Myself, I missed it because of things that I've done. But glory be to God that He's a restorer. He brought me into relationship with other men that told me how I should govern myself and how I should interact with my son and daughter. And so that's a great session now. That's kind of, then we have David Skypes. He's a financial broker, and he's going to talk about getting our financial house in order. You know, we said our Lord and our Savior on the cattle of a thousand hills, but yet we find ourselves liking. Why? Because we're not making the proper investments. We're not doing the right thing with our money. We're not giving our money back to our Heavenly Father. He just wants 10% of it. But sometimes we're challenged with that 10%. And so he's going to talk to us about getting our financial house in order. And then we have Reverend Johnson. He's going to be talking about marriage scars way, and about that when we go into marriage, some of the things that we need to be mindful of, that it's a friendship, regardless of being a relationship. We need to be in love with our wife the way Christ loved the church, and it goes vice versa, and how two people can come together and be as one. A lot of times as you get married, you still want to have this and you want to have that, and there's no unity in that. I struggle with that myself, me and my wife, at one time or another, but yet God worked those things out, so we want to encourage other men to be able to work those things out. And then we have evangelist minister Morris Hunter, and he's a musician, he's an evangelist, and he's a worship leader, and he's going to give us a insight on worshiping. You know, in the name of his course is called Technology and God. you know, the art of praise. And it's an awesome thing there because as men that had lived a life outside of the will of God, when they started going to church, we find out that we are uncomfortable. We find like that we're not familiar with the things that goes on inside the sanctuary. Our hands get heavy where we can't lift them up to praise God. Our voices get soft where we can't cry out to God. And we start being like a stone, and God calling us to move within his will, within his presence. And so we want to talk to men about those things there, that it's okay to lift up those hands. It's okay to call out to God, you know. You know, and I like to thank so much of David. David danced to the point that they said that his garment fell off. You know, sometimes we want to praise God, and we want all those shackles to fall off our feet here, those things that are holding us hostage. You know, we want to get those things out of our life there so we can praise God, for he is worthy to be praised. And then Dr. Carter is going to wrap it all up for us there about, he's going to give us a summary of it. Of the workshops and what he have experienced here. And you know, we've been blessed to do this for a number of years. That I stated earlier, we bring men from all over the Metroplex, regardless of their education level, regardless of their finances, regardless of their color. You know, we've been fortunate enough to be able to get men from the drug recovery program, from shelters, from various churches. We bring out of men's group, so we usually have a great turnout, and we're looking forward to another great turnout. But most of all, we're looking for the presence of God to show up and to show out, and for people's lives to be changed. I host a weekly internet program called Free on the Inside, and we know that John 8:36 says, "Who the Son set free is free indeed." But sometimes we've been held hostage by our past experience. But glory be to God that he sent his Son in the nick of time, not too early or not too late, to save us. And so I want these men and myself to have that freedom that God given to us, that freedom that's available for us. Yes, I messed up. Yes, I did these things. But yes, I'm free because God set me free. He paid that price. And guess what? He called me not to be selfish with this freedom, for me to share this freedom with someone else, some other man, a young man that might be struggling, that might feel like he's left out. He's calling me to tell him that they can be free also. Not me personally, but all the men that have been held hostage. Because as these men have been restored with their families, after they've been reunited in society, they can look back and tell about the goodness of God and what he's been doing in their life. Again, I want to thank Sister Lewis and for the Ladder House family for allowing me to come on the program. We're for a great time. May the 20th at First Free Will Baptist Church will be our men's conference, and we're looking for a great turnout. We're looking for a mighty move of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Sister Lewis, hello?
Hello?
Amen.
Go ahead. Deacon Lewis, you got a question?
No, this is Lacey. I want to say hi. And I also wanted to thank your husband, Brother Lewis, for letting you come out here to just, you know, worship with us, enjoy with us, spend time with us, getting to know us as a family supporting pastor. And I just want to thank him again for allowing you to be able to come and do that, and also for him being an inspiration to not just you and your family, but to the men who, you know, who are struggling or who doesn't have the support that they need. So I just want to say thank you to your husband.
Amen.
Well, God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Just keep us in your prayers.
Amen. You're welcome.
Hey, Lacey.
Hey.
Yep. That's my girl right there. But thank you. We want to thank you once again, Minister Lewis, for that overview of the conference. And we are praying and giving God all the glory that it will be him in the house and not we ourselves. We don't want to take anything for granted. We don't want to be about us. We want it to be all about him. And we're going to work that. We're going to work and pray that it's going to be awesome. Yeah, each one gets greater and greater every year. So if y'all know some men in Dallas, tell them to come on out and tell Dr. Carter to bring them some with him. But that's going to be a great conference. So I was going to be truly enjoyed by all. But right now, I'm going to go ahead and release the floor to Dr. Carter if he is ready.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Can you hear me?
Yes, he can hear you well.
All right, very good. If I go dry, I'll just let me know at any moment. If there's anybody that can unmute your line without any disturbances, if you're in a quiet place, that would be absolutely awesome. Amen. I pray that everybody, again, has an absolutely fabulous day and that the Lord met you at your point of need and that he encouraged you when you needed it and built you up when you needed it and directed you when you needed direction. Pray that empowered you, amen, when you want to stop, amen. For the most part, I pray that all of you all experience the joy of the Lord all day long. However,
amen.
I hate that I missed being with you all this morning, amen, on a morning conference call, amen, which I encourage anyone that listens in on Tuesday night to the blog talk, but not necessarily to the conference line, New Day. Monday through Friday is a very powerful time in the Lord that we share at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. And then for us, of course, here in Los Angeles, it is 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And the Lord meets us, amen, outside of time, but he interrupts time to express his sovereignty, his wonders, his works, amen, within that time frame, and blesses us all simultaneously. It's amazing how we're all in two different zones, but yet he's blessing us. And one is because there's no space or no distance or no time in the spirit. And so when you're in it, you're just in that realm, amen, and especially if you're in that realm of one accord. And so God is blessing us through that time. It's a time of networking. It's a time of fellowship. Time that the saints, amen, get to encourage and boast in the Lord, amen, and build each other's faith up in the Lord. And then the Lord drops to us prophetically often, amen, to speak a word of life into us. And so God has been good to us. Tonight, again, for all of you that take charge and take responsibility to lead and steward such a great work and responsibility, I want to say God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. I love you with everything within me, amen, that is of the Lord, amen. I bless you, and I bless you, and I bless you a thousand times over. Amen. Tonight, as we have been sharing out of Ezekiel 47, and for those of you that have, you can go there now, amen, just so you'll have it when we step into the instruction on tonight. We'll be sharing out of Ezekiel 47. And again, we're sharing out of this passage because, again, we are at a place within ministry in which God is releasing vision, amen. And when I say releasing vision, I'm not saying as if he is imparting vision into me and I am sharing what he's imparted. No, I wouldn't be here if I wasn't already releasing or have released, amen, what's in me. What I am saying is there is an aspect of it now that you're getting ready to step into and what you're going to be able to see the breaking, if you would, of day now. The breaking of day. And oftentimes the breaking of day doesn't show up until after the toil. Remember, Jacob toiled all night, toiled with the angel until the breaking of day. In other words, the timing of the Lord was showing up, and therefore the battle got more intense, as if God was so serious about him at that moment that he had to get him into that dispensation, as if this was an extremely vital dispensation that he had to enter into. And I say dispensation as into the season, if you would, of the Lord. The Bible talks about in Ecclesiastes there's a time and a season for every purpose. There's a time and a season for every purpose. There's a purpose and a time, but literally there's a time for the purpose. And the time for the purpose, amen, has shown up. And so the time for the purpose again is in the Old Testament understanding, it's related and typified to the shewbread bread that was in the Old Testament, which was literally the bread that was set before in which the priest ate of, and which David talks about when he talks about the Lord is his daily bread. He gives him his daily bread. Amen. And so with this being said, that same word that's used for showbread, which is the bread that is set before, is the same word that is used for purpose in Romans chapter 8, where he says that all things work together for the good of them that are called according to his purpose. I love the Lord, and that are called according to his purpose. That word purpose is the word prothesis, which is the same word that's used as showbread in the Old Testament. And it's the word that means the bread that has set before, or the purpose that has been set before. And that's why Jeremiah says that before you were formed, before you were formed, before you had any physicality, I knew you. Now, the you I knew was not the degradation that you did, not the sin that you did, not the mistake that you had. And this is what gives us hope, because we don't have to feel disqualified just because we've blown it from time to time or in a time in our lives, because God is not after the failure, he's after the purpose. And the purpose was instituted before you were even flesh or fashioned in flesh. The only reason you were given flesh, because the flesh was the house that housed, if you would, the purpose. It housed the purpose. And so don't be ashamed that your flesh sometimes want to do something outside of the purpose, which means that sometimes your flesh can lead you in a place that the purpose is not. And you have to understand the distinction, again, between your flesh and your purpose, especially if you are, especially if you plan on finishing this thing. And so most people lie to themselves about their flesh, and this is why their flesh leads them into places that other people are led into. They just don't have the pronounced episodes that happen negatively around them, because they are aware of their flesh, so therefore they know how to guard their flesh because they're honest with the flesh. But the purpose, when you come in contact with the thing that was set before, you understand that I was predestined. And anything that was predestined, the Bible says, has been not only foreknew, but he said you have been justified. And justification, again, is just as if it never happened, because before you did right, wrong, ugly, or indifferent. He said, I already called you, and I already ordained you, and I already put a word in your mouth. So whatever it is you are and to become, it's not because you were anything. It wasn't even because you fasted as much as you fast. It was because literally I chose you. You did not choose me. I chose you for the purpose. Whew. For the purpose. And so a lot of us settle for the potential and not the purpose. And so I was sharing earlier the distinction between the potential of a thing versus the purpose of a thing. And so we get into alliances based upon the potential, but the potential is not enough to go into alliance. And again, alliance is a strong word that is not actually used, amen, often in the familiar circles, because again, because we have such a church mentality and not a kingdom mentality, we don't understand that it's more than just membership or joining something or connecting to something. But literally, when God adds you to a vision, there is an alliance that it should be made there, which means that there is a commitment not only just with your body, but a commitment that is from your heart that affects your soul in such a dimension that it keeps your body where your commitment of your purpose is, as long as this purpose there. Because remember, Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ. So there's something that has been said before, that I ordained you before. And so tonight, amen, I thank God for Minister Joel Lewis. Amen. Did anybody get anything out of what I just said just now? Amen. That wasn't a lesson.
Amen.
But I think it was just a...
Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. And so, again, Minister Joel, tonight I want to say God bless you, man. I call him pastor based upon the revelation that the Lord has shown me. Amen. And so I agree with heaven and not with earth. And until earth agrees with heaven, I'll keep saying what heaven says. And so I thank God for Pastor Joel tonight, who came to share with us. And to I thank you again for the invitation to have me come and to be a part of such a wonderful call, if you would. And one of the things about ministry, before I step into ministry, I really like when I understand the call, that there is a purpose. David said this. David said, is there a call? Is there a cause? In other words, if there is a reason for this fight, I'm willing to show up for the fight. And most people believe showing up to speak a word as a out-of-town guest is a pleasure. That is not a benefit to me, because if I am on assignment from heaven, then I'm setting off wars, amen, that, you know, I, at this particular time, especially in life, I can do without right now. But Paul says like this, he says, woe unto you if I do not preach the gospel. He says, woe unto me if I do not preach the gospel. That word woe, it means curse, literally. It means the disregard of God. He says, disregarded am I if I don't. This is where I find my life. And so I thank you for the privilege to lay my life down on this Saturday there with the men there in Duncanville, Minister Joel. It's an awesome privilege. Amen. Men are different than a general congregation in ministry. However, I'm thankful for this awesome task, and the Lord goes before us, and I believe that he will speak favorably in that place that day. Amen. And that lives will be changed for the better. God bless you again. Tonight, we have a man, Sister Geraldine, Prophetess Geraldine tonight, Prophetess Geraldine again tonight. And I just, as a guest, to come in and give a shout out and say hello. And I want to give her a chance to speak to us for a moment, if you would. Sister Geraldine, Prophetess?
Yes, sir. Yes, Dr. Carter.
Yes, God bless you. Thank you for being here tonight. It's a pleasure to have you as a guest, amen, and a friend tonight from the call. Amen.
Thank you.
I'm going to give you a chance for you just to introduce yourself again to the people. Amen, if you would.
Amen. My name is Dr. I'm sorry.
I just want to introduce yourself to people and give you a chance to tell them a little bit about you and your ministry and your business and the things that you do. Amen. Before you depart. Amen, if you would.
Amen. My name is Dr. Geraldine Dodson. I'm from Palmdale, California. I do a lot of ministry as far as beautifying church offices and weddings, and I'm an event planner. I do prayer breakfasts and a number of things that has to do with events that we do in ministry. And along with that, I also teach classes on character building classes and armor bearer classes. The Lord uses me in quite a few different capacities, which has been a blessing. And I do thank you, Dr. Kyle. It's such an honor to even be on your program. There's much more I would love to say, that I'm in front of my church now. I have dance practice. Amen.
One more time, ma'am.
I said I am honored to be able to be on your show. I said I'm in front of my church right now, getting ready to go into dance practice. But I wanted to come on. It's just such a blessing. I have been on other of your shows, and God just uses you mightily. Mm-hmm. I thank God for you,
man.
And the way that the Lord uses you to bless the people. And I just really thank God for you.
Amen. Well, I thank God for you as well. I thank God for what he's doing in your life and actually your ministry. I remember after the service, where was I at? I was in Palmdale.
Lancaster, Palmdale.
I was mentioned there, and I remember looking at your portfolio, and I knew that was more than just a talent, but I knew that was a gift from God. Amen. And so I heard you speak of how you plan events and those kind of things, and you kind of watered it down a little bit. But let's be told, God is in your Sabbath in a pronounced way. And go ahead and let your light shine, because God is doing an absolutely wonderful thing through you. And one of the verses that is key that I want you to take with you is that David said, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. That word breath there means let everything that has an expression praise the Lord. This
Thank
is why
you.
He says in the Psalms that the sun and the moon and the stars, they all give him praise. The reason they give them praise is because they are doing exactly what they were created to be, and they make no bones about it. So I want you to continue to shine, and I want you to continue to be as bright as you are, and I want you to continue to let the Lord use you. And again, thank you for stopping by and sharing with us this afternoon.
Amen.
Bless your heart.
Amen. Thank you so much for having me. God bless you.
Definitely. Definitely don't hesitate to call back in. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Now, I don't know, amen, if you all have Ezekiel 47, amen, but just to give you a little bit before I introduce again, dear sister and Lord of mine, someone that is very precious to me, amen, I want you to look at Ezekiel 47, if you would, Ezekiel 47, and again, in Ezekiel 47, it talks and is speaking about the glory of the Lord, and we were talking about how the glory was released from the temple. And as the glory was released from the temple, that the glory which was identified as the waters that flowed from underneath the temple, which was, again, a translation, a spiritual translation of glory, amen, in which Ezekiel had this vision of this temple that was unlike Moses or any of the other tabernacles of the Old Testament of old, because they had literally tabernacles of tapestry and tabernacles of material, where this vision was literally a spiritual vision. It was not for a natural building. It was a spiritual thing God was trying to show us. And what he was showing us was that as the waters went out from the temple, then the waters went as high as from the ankle to the knee up into the waist, so high that they could swim in. And not only did it go from the waist to level in which it could swim in, the Bible says that the waters went went to a river, and not only for a river, which meant that it went into the local communities and cities, and therefore in state, and therefore it went into the sea, the Bible says, into the nations. Now, he says the glory went from the temple into the nation. Jesus says this. He says, make sure that you go ye therefore into the world. He's talking to disciples. He says to disciples, he said, you go into the world and you make disciples in the cosmos, in the orders, in the arrangement, in the declaration, or in the prop. I need you to go into politics. I need you to go into business. I need you to go into finance, entertainment. I need you to go into the world and stop running from the world and extracting yourself from the world by hiding out in your churches. And so the next move of God is not going to happen at your Wednesday night revival. I can promise you that. The next move of God is going to happen when you see the saints of God being equipped by that apostolic grace or anointing. And again, when I say apostolic, I am not saying denomination. I'm not speaking denominationally. When I say apostolic, I am talking function now. And in the function of word, the word actually means, the word apostle means one that is sent. He is a sent one. An apostle is one that is sent, and if he or she is sent, they are sent with not just a word, but they are sent with a vision from God that they are facilitating or establishing, but they are sent. They are sent, okay, a sent one. And so every ministry, again, is not sent. Some ministry is a local establishment, but yet, even though it is a local establishment, it still needs to have, if it has a vision from God, which means that it has a purpose from God, which means that God revealed or disclosed his mind to somebody one day in prayer and intimacy and revealed something to him over the course of time and years, because, again, you do not get responsible for a kingdom vision overnight. It takes God years, amen, to produce one man of God. It takes God years to produce a woman of God. You'd be surprised the things that theology school cannot teach you in ministry. And so it takes time for God to get a hold of you and get you to where he needs you and perfect you so that he can send you. He can send you. Remember, this was the question. Paul says in Romans, he says, how shall they call on him in whom they have not heard? And how can they hear him? When they hear him, who they haven't heard, and how can they call on him, how they haven't heard? You know, how can they preach unless they have been sent? How can they preach unless they have been sent? Now, the purpose of the preacher is so that the saint can call. He says, how can the saints call on him in whom they have not heard,
And how can they hear unless they hear the inspired apostolic grace gift in their midst bring something, amen, that is revelatory for the realm of heaven into the earth realm? Because, again, your assignment is not for you to go to church so you can get to heaven. Your salvation is already secure. If your assignment now is to get heaven on earth. And so sometimes God will do nothing, according to the scripture, until he first, he says, I will do no thing in the earth until I first reveal it. I will do nothing. I will do no thing. I will do nothing until I first reveal it to my servants, the prophets.
Amen.
And so what are you saying? Even the spiritual release of glory that you're expecting. And just because you have identified your mission, and this is why I teach on spiritual authority and those things, just because you have identified your mission doesn't mean that God has authorized you and given permission. And so let every, so, Jesus, I will do nothing, nothing in the earth until I first reveal it to my servants, the prophets. Now, notice what he said, reveal it. And again, it sounds like I'm teaching, but I'm really not. But he says, till he reveals it or uncovers that thing to my servants, the prophets. And therefore, my prophet, who you all believe is a speaker, when in reality is a prophet, is a seer, and the seer has the responsibility of speaking what they see only if the Spirit of God gives permission or grant permission, again, to speak it. Paul said it like this. He says, I was caught in the third heaven, and I heard things that I could not speak. I heard things that were unlawful for me to utter. I caught spiritual revelation that I could not speak right now. Because it's that profound. Daniel said, I was alone with a vision, and I was alone with a vision, and then there came an angel, and that angel came to strengthen me, but that angel came to strengthen me because the angel came in reality is to give me understanding about the vision that I just saw. The vision was so pronounced that it wiped the strength out of him, and he needed supernatural strength now. Whew. Man. He was at a place with the vision that he needed supernatural strength now. And the only way to walk and to get into that level of strength based up on the warfare that was set against Daniel, because again, Daniel said, look, Daniel had prayed to the Lord, and the angel said, look, I heard you the first time you prayed 3 weeks ago. I heard you when you prayed the first time, 21 days. 7 times 3 is 21. He said, I heard you when you prayed 3 weeks ago. But there was a principality that came from Greece. There was a person that came over here. And so what he was saying, I heard you when you first spoke. So the word you released, it already got to me. I hope y'all hear me with ears to hear, and I hope you hear me, Apostle, because I want you to hear something. That he said, I heard you when you first released the word, and the word that you were releasing was a word of intercession, and that word of intercession not only the word of intercession not only made an interruption against the violation that the devil wanted to do to you, but literally this word of intercession, this is what explains why the natural part of it is so heavy. This level of intercession that you all are entering into, some of you all, is literally now interrupting not only what the devil is doing, but it is now interrupted heaven. Because it has entered into a place that the pronouncement had already been made, but God has now reversed the order now, and now heaven has to reorganize itself to mount itself up and become the host and the Lord of Sabaoth that come to your rescue and deliver you out of the snare and the pit of the enemy. But I will do nothing until I first reveal it to my servant, the prophet. So I got to send somebody to Daniel. And the whole purpose that I sent them to Daniel is so that I can get Daniel some understanding about the vision he just received, because what Daniel has, no other man has this. The Spirit of God, has not released this level of revelation to nobody else at this particular time, and this revelation has been hidden in me. That's why Paul says, God has given me this grace to reveal the mysteries of God, the hidden and the unsearchable riches, things that are not easily discovered just because you study them. You have to have the endowment or the grace to get it. And once God gives you the grace to get it, he releases something that has been contended for in the heavens. Because, again, remember, Satan was there was a meeting in the heavens. And the Bible says that Satan came also, and Satan came to the meeting in the heaven. And when Satan came to the meeting in the heaven, he was able to look in on spiritual and divine purposes that were intended for earth. And this is how he knows where to go to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. Who can he devour? He devours the ignorant. Our people are destroyed from a lack of knowledge. So, Daniel, you've got a revelation that is so pronounced that I need to make sure that you land this baby appropriately. So I have come down at a time that you feel alone with the vision, at a time when you are losing strength, at a time such as now, to make sure you understand that the problem that you are having is a matter of the revelation that you are carrying, and there has been an all-purpose devil bulletin sent out against you because you have grabbed something eternal and it is in you, and it is becoming so infectious that it is spreading. And so, therefore, God is trusting you with another level, and I need to make sure that you understand. Read it for you when you get a chance. Daniel 10. He said to him three times. He said, I want to make sure that, do you understand? Do you understand? Do you understand? There's many of you that can say you've heard the revelation of seed time and harvest. You hear your preacher talk about it all the time. Seed time and harvest, to the point that it has become almost mundane now, and it's become very casual, seed time and harvest. But let me help you with something. That casual thing that you're taking casually was not a revelation that was in the body of Christ up until the 60s, late 70s. Dr. Oral Roberts received this revelation from the Lord. Now, it had always been in the Word of God. It just was not yet uncovered yet. And there are some things you don't get just because you want them. You remember Jesus had to come and unlock the disciples' understanding. He had to unlock them so they could understand. Matter of fact, he talked in parables so that they would not understand. Because these things that he is trying to give to you are spiritual mysteries. And this is why he says to Peter, he says, flesh and blood didn't give you this, but my Father had to reveal something to you. You don't get this because you want it, but you don't get to walk in it just because you got it. There is something that I will not do until I first reveal it to that apostolic gifting of the prophetic pronouncement. And I've been talking to you all. Amen. 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 Most callers, Apostle Yolanda Gamble, amen. God bless her heart. Amen. You're great, great sister, the Lord of mine. Amen. I mean, grace to the Lord, stayed up literally all night long believing and praying for a brother. Amen. I don't know if she's still on, but is she on? If she is, I want to hear her voice. I want to bring her into this conversation as the Spirit is leading. Amen. Woo! Yes.
Carter.
Yes, ma'am. There she is. Amen. God bless
this
you.
This is Dr. Yamande.
No, I didn't get your message, but I'll check it if I need to really quick. Amen. 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 I want to, do you have a minute?
Yes, this is Dr. Yolanda Gamble. You calling me in?
Yes. Doctor.
God
doctor,
bless
doctor.
You.
Amen. Before
God
you speak,
bless
I want
you
to know she also has a prophetic gift upon her life. Amen. And what I'm going to do is, as the Spirit is leading me, I'm going to invite you to come back in the morning and be our keynote speaker and share with us what the Lord has given you to share with us in the morning. Amen. On our call, which is 8 o'clock your time.
8 o'clock your time. I will certainly look into being available to do that. But let me just greet everyone to say God bless everyone who is on the call. This is Dr. Yolanda Gamble. I'm president and founder of Sure Ministries. Sure Ministries is a global network. We're founded here. Our headquarters is in Dallas, Texas. We have been here for now 2 years. We were in Maryland for 19 years, but now the Lord has transitioned us for global exposure. Isn't this wonderful? Well, this is what the Lord is doing prophetically. Pastor Shelton Carter is a phenomenal teacher, man of God, just a revelatory in the word of the Lord, and I'm so honored to be called his friend. And so we certainly give honor to him
and
our Lord Jesus Christ and all that God is doing through your life in this beautiful blog talk radio. Let me just share just briefly, and I can't be on it long because I am sitting in a business with a very powerful entrepreneur, multi-million-dollar business here. And, Pastor, I heard you say, to go into all the world. Now, you had no idea that the Lord was giving me Mark chapter 16, verse 15, where Jesus has arisen from the dead. He goes to his disciples. He's now revealed himself to two people, but yet his disciples did not believe, even though he prepared them that he would die, be resurrected. He would come and be with them once again after resurrection. And yet when the witnesses came, they still did not believe that he had risen. Well, you know what? When I want to go a little bit deeper, I believe they did not believe the purpose in which God called them to until they saw the evidence of the Lord on hand. But what we have to understand, we can't always see the evidence. When God has called you into an assignment and he said, go, and I've empowered you to go. I've given you the authority, the talent, and the skills to go. You've got to believe it. You don't need any evidence. Just believe it. Get on out there and work the system, the kingdom system that God has for you, and go. Yes. People keep asking, what is my purpose? What is my purpose? God said, get up and go and use your talent. People will sit and pray and pray and pray and pray and pray. Lord, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? God wants you to get up and use your talent and the skills that he has given you. And he said in Mark 16 and 15, he said, go into all the world. And I want to reiterate this, that he said in the world, he didn't say go into the earth.
Yes.
He said go into the world. And there are many worlds, as you said earlier, Pastor, politics. Oh, my God, into the financial world, entertainment world, the corporate world. We want to just stay in the church world, but God says influence the world, all sorts of venues, entertainment world, the business world, the medical world. Yes. There's just hundreds and hundreds of worlds that are out there that we have not even tapped into that God says, I want you to influence it. Now, what are we going to influence it with? The gospel. What is the gospel? The gospel of the kingdom, because the Lord said unless you preach this gospel, he would not even return. It's time for us to start preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. And I'm telling you right now, all the world need to hear the gospel of the kingdom.
Yes.
Now, if you read Mark chapter 16, verse 15, you keep going down, you're going to say, he's going to say you should cast out devils, you should do all that. What he's telling us, these are signs of how we've impacted the world.
Yes.
That means signs should be following you. What is the sign? What is the sign? The signs are following you. when you start making a difference, when you start casting out devils, when you heal the sick.
Yes.
He's saying not
yes.
just do that kind of work,
yes.
but he said make a difference. He's saying that.
Yes.
Make a difference. Make a
yes.
difference in someone's life. I guarantee you, if a devil comes out of somebody, they're different, right? If somebody gets healed, they're going to be different, right?
Yes.
So what the Lord is saying, he said make a difference. Make a difference.
Yes.
Use what I've given you and make a difference. So I just want to encourage every person here on tonight to get up off your knees now. The Lord has answered your prayers and move into action.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
What the Lord is saying here tonight through this powerful man of God. And I've just
yes.
come in right alongside of you to encourage
yes.
the believers. It's time to move into action. Amen
yes.
tonight. Come on, everybody.
Yes.
Amen. It's time to move into action. Now, listen, I can't be on the phone long. I've got to talk to this powerful business entrepreneur here. And we will move forward from there, all right?
Like that.
Yes, amen.
As a you.
God bless you on tonight. So I'm sorry that I can't stay with you a little bit longer, but I certainly thank God for you, my dear brother.
Thank you, sister. I love you. And I'll talk to you tonight. Amen. And we'll talk about it tomorrow.
I love you, too. Yes.
God bless.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye. Amen. I don't know who actually just got on, but you're very loud where you are. I don't know if you're in a car or what, but you can check your line and see if you can mute it. Amen. Amen. So, again, we were sharing that he said, I will do nothing until I first reveal it to my servant the prophet. But the thing that he is revealing, he is pronouncing. And so what God is doing is moving some of you all into an interpretive place now. And what I mean by an interpreter is one that interprets, amen, the word. Now, it is not necessarily that God is giving you the word, but you are interpreting or able to have a level of interpretation that you didn't have prior to this season, amen. And so now you're beginning to grab things of levels of understanding, and because you're getting that level of understanding, you're becoming more detonate, if you would. Detonate. Amen. That's a powerful word. You're detonate. You have the potential to explode at any time. Anybody want to give a praise just right through there? Because I got the potential to explode at any time. I'm decking it. Woo! Just give my praise right through there. Decking it. Somebody unmute your line and just declare it. I'm decking it. Got the potential to explode. Hallelujah.
Thank hallelujah.
I'd rather to explode at any time now.
Thank
hallelujah. How did I get to that level? Got to that level, amen, through this season where God is picking me up in his grace now. And you need this is something you need to understand. And not just to understand just so you can have the information, but understand so that you can walk in it.
Yeah.
You got to walk in it now because what good is having it and not moving in it, amen. Again, we don't want to just be hearers of the word. We want to be doers of the word. We want to do the word that we hear. You understand me tonight? I want to do what I hear. I want to just hear it. I want to do it. That's why I'm a disciple. I'm disciplining myself to do what I hear. And what I hear is that God is ready to explode.
Yes, sir.
Is there anybody that want to do explosion?
Yes, sir.
Anybody want to do explosion?
Yes, sir.
I mean, I need to, George, it's already messed up anyway, so you just need to explode it and explode it in a way, God, that by time the smoke clears, that you would have erected what it is that you said you were going to do and the vision that you showed me while I was all alone, that it is coming to pass because you have decided through the grace that you brought upon me in this season that I have the potential to explode. That's why you cannot let people discount you. Don't let your circumstances count you out right now. Don't let your lack, amen, suggest that you don't have who you are. And again, I say it again. Don't let your lack suggest that you have who you are. Your lack is not who you are. Not only do you have provision, but God has so graced you that you are a provider. And the enemy has you so focused on lack that you can't see that the provision that you need is in you to provide. That's why you got to detonate. so you can explode and the world can say, welcome back, Mr. Carter. I'm so glad you finally arrived. It's time to explode.
Yeah.
Time to explode, man. Yeah. When God gives you the ability to explode, people got to be careful what they say about you. Because you can be down today. Next thing you know, you be up tomorrow. I'm trying to tell you what kind of season you're in right now. And this season is maintained and increased when you walk in it in awareness and intentional. So I mean your footsteps, the moves you make, everything you do such as death, that you are armed and dangerous and that, honey, you are extremely flammable. You have the potential to detonate at any moment. Everywhere you go, you looking for a place to blow up. Everything you do, you looking for a place to blow up. It's not that you just change the way you wear your hair, how you wear your clothes, how you feel about yourself. God has brought you up in his grace now, and you are interpreting what heaven is saying, and you are starting to declare what heaven is saying, and you're saying, thy kingdom come, your will be done on earth just as it is in heaven. God, give me this day my daily bread. Hallelujah. Give me the portion of my purpose for today, because I need to have enough fuel. I need to have enough word. I need to have enough you, God, so I can have the potential to detonate. Because I don't care how hot the fire is, if there's nothing flammable in you, there is no potential for explosion. But because God has put his power in you,
He put
his word in you, he put his power in you. God has set his spirit in you. And this last season of laboring in the spirit, crying out to the Lord, speaking out in intercession, when you didn't think nobody heard you, he wants you to know that I have heard you and I have created the grace now. I have poured the oil in your lamp, that your lamp's now going to get so lit that it's going to not only illuminate your life, but it's going to bring some brightness, some aroma to somebody else's life, that their light will start shining. This is what happens when something explodes. It don't just affect the object that it was intended for. It affects everything that is around it. In other words, God wants to do such a work in you that everything and everybody around you won't be able to deny that God is with you. You was alone, Daniel, with a vision. You saw the glory of the Lord. You tried to share it with people, tried to bring other people into it. Pleaded with them, come on in, this house is going to rain. Get in on this revelation so you can rejoice with us. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Oh, you tried everything you could. And it seemed like talking about it wasn't enough. But it didn't stop you from going. You started going. And God started leading you in places that were opposite of the villages that you were used to going to. And he said, go in there and you tell them that I need that mule. God told me to get that mule and get me a mule from the other side of the village, Mark chapter 9. Why get you a mule from the other side? Because God said, what I'm going to use in this season is not in the place of familiar. I'm not going to use your familiar habitation. Not going to use what's comfortable. Not going to use what is likely. I want to know, is there a vision in the earth that has the guts, have the tenacity to let the waters flow? Is there a people in the earth that is willing to let the waters flow? And wherever the waters flow, it's just all right with me, because that's where God wanted it to go. He didn't want the water to come into the temple. He wanted the water to flow out from the temple. He wanted it to go in from the ankle up to the knee, up to the waist, into the river, into the sea, into the nations, into the world. Is there a vision? Is there anybody hearing me that is bold enough to say, hey, y'all, look, we got marching papers, and it's time for us to get out and not try to keep it all in. He might want to take this gospel to other places, to other faces, and to other races. This is why he got to explode you. Why did he have to explode me? So that you, because after the Holy Spirit has really come upon you, he says, after the Holy Spirit comes up on you, you will become my witness. You ain't going to have to tell nobody Jesus saved. You're going to show them Jesus saved. You ain't got to tell them that he can lift up the bowed down head. You're going to show them that your head is up. You're not going to show them that he can take the poor and make them rich. You're not going to have to tell them because he's going to show them. See, they don't believe you now because you're just talking and you're still in the same place having the same stuff. But what they don't know, while you were in the same place seemingly doing the same stuff, they had no idea that there was a quiet place that you had with God. Whether you had to creep into the bathroom, take a step outside, go sit in your car, whatever it is you had to go do. You may have to go get in the laundry room. You may have to go sit in the stairwell. Whatever you had to do to get along with God so you can have that moment, you've done it. God's been meeting you at that place. And it's the place of intercession. And what people don't understand is that when you're in intercession, you're not just in warfare, but you're in breakthrough as well. And one of the things you break through is that you break through because you take, amen, the responsibility to intercede. You are entering into a seed, entering into a purpose. You're entering into God's pleasure. And whenever you make God's work priority, God will make you priority. And because you don't take God and make it priority, he does not make you priority. And that's why you still are having the same issues in the same place over and over again, because he has not yet become priority. When he becomes priority, when he tells you that I have given you every tree in the garden, just don't eat this one tree, then you make it your priority not to eat that one tree. Because you understand what is God, what is not God, and you understand what is priority. And that right there, we ain't eating from it. Why do I need to eat that when I have every tree on the planet? I got millions of trees. Why is it in my nature I always want the stuff I ain't supposed to have? Why is it in my nature, especially at the time when glory is about to come, that I want to always bite apples that pushes me back? Push me back from what? Push me back from purpose so I stay in potential. I have the potential to be something. And potential's good. Because potential means at least you have the ingredients. You have some sign that you can do. There's something there. You're like the valley of dry bones that are also written in Ezekiel. See, Ezekiel's a very prophetic book. And what Ezekiel says there in that valley of dry bones is that he came in, we know that he prophesied to the bones and that the bones came together. We understand that. But what we don't understand is the only reason he spoke to the bones is because there were bones there. Wait, now see, that was so deep that it had to become. Let me help you. The only reason Ezekiel prophesied to the bones was because there were bones there to prophesy to. Mm-hmm. Him prophesying to the bones was an indication and a suggestion. And you have to understand, this is how prophetic people are. Mm-hmm. Prophetic people always see potential. They don't see the problem because they're too busy looking for the purpose. So when you see dry bones, what a prophetic eye and person see, it's almost indication of where, remember Jesus had his disciples, and he said to his disciples, he said, do you not say that there is still 4 months until the harvest? And then Jesus turned around and said, look, y'all saying this, but I'm saying something totally different than what you're saying, because I see some, I see it differently than how you see it. You see it one way. I see it another way. You see your bills one way. God sees them another way. You see your health one way. God sees it another way. You see your stuff one way. And the way you see it is wrong, because it don't line up with the word of God, which is the word of truth. And anything that is not truth is a lie, and anything that is a lie don't exist, and which means that you have been living a lie too long, which means that you don't exist. And if you don't exist, you're not a witness, because you live the lie. You believe the lie. Well, how do you know I believe the lie? Because I'm watching the demonstration of the lie make itself known in your life every single day. You believe the facts. You don't believe the truth. And until you find out the truth of God's word for your circumstance, you can never, ever become the person that God wants you to become, because you haven't found the truth. Once you find the truth, he said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Well, what is the truth? Jesus says in the garden, he says, thy word is truth. Until you settle that that word is the truth and not what you're going through, which means that you only are to believe what God has said about you. And if you believe what God has said about you, then you speak what he has said, and you say what only he has said, even when you don't feel it, even when your physical feeling don't feel it. You don't agree with the lie, because you're supposed to know the truth. So don't you ever confess that you broke.
Amen.
Stop saying you broke. You have, you may not have money in manifestation or intangible to you right now, but you are rich and abundantly supplied.
Yes.
So what are you? I'm waiting on my deposit.
Amen.
Don't you ever tell nobody you broke. I'm waiting on my deposit.
Yes.
It'll be here any moment. Don't laugh, because I got the potential to explode. Don't smirk. Don't do none of that kind of stuff. Don't chuckle under your breath, because I got the potential to explode. You don't understand that I can take this little and be like the woman with the little mite, and she took a little and she gave what she had and she got a lot. See, I can take what I have, sow what I got, and get more than you thought I could ever have, because you don't understand the principle of seed, time, and harvest. And when God steps into my seed, he eliminates time, because he's eternal, and therefore he just brings his promise to pass after I seed. My seed introduces me to my eternity, and my eternity introduces me to my purpose. My purpose takes me to my destiny, and my destiny is the place that I ended up because of the transportation and how I got through, which is my purpose. My purpose drove me from one point to the next point. It took me from A to B. It took me through trouble. It took me through hell. It took me through snow. It took me through blizzards. It took me through a stoning. It took me through all kind of stuff. What did? My purpose did. All things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and that are called according to his purpose. It works out, because I got to get from here to there, and as long as I am following, obeying my purpose, I will reach my destiny. And purpose is the fuel, the provision for the vision, the source that keeps me moving. Purpose. It has to be a purpose in you, God. What is your purpose? And when you find the purpose, woo, you can explode at any moment. I was sharing with Dr. Roberts was the one that got the revelation of seed time and harvest that is being preached and taught worldwide. And that revelation was in him all the time, because he couldn't trust it in the hands of your regular, ordinary 3:30 afternoon annual day preacher. He couldn't trust that level of revelation in a man like that. He had to give it to somebody that was set apart and dedicated to the purpose. How do God know that you are dedicated to the purpose? The wilderness of your life always tell me how dedicated you are. You don't know people when everything is good. You know people when it get hard. Everybody's your friend when you're balling out of control. Everybody's your pal when you got money hand over fist. Everybody's with you when everything is right. But I just want to know, when I get to that hard place, that tight place in life, I want to know, are you going to be my prayer partner, or do I have to ask the question, could you not? Could you not? Just watch. Could you not pray with me? Could you not just chill? Could you not just support me this one time while I pray? I'm going through one of the roughest times of my life. Don't you understand? The Roman soldiers are about to come and take me away, crucify me on the cross. And while I'm going through the hardest time, have you been through a hard time in your life and the people that were supposed to be holding you up were letting you down? Letting you down. I heard Minister Joel talk about heavy hands tonight. Spirit of God began to reveal to me. I saw Moses standing up on that mountain. As long as his hands were up, the people were winning the battle. People were having victory as long as he was encouraged. As long as he was motivated to seek the Lord. As long as he was reaching for the Lord. As long as he was at that place. They were winning. You remember that Aaron and Hur, who had the responsibility of keeping his hands up, they were so serious about keeping his hands up that they rolled a rock up, a stone up under him, to the point that they were saying, look, we are serious about keeping your hands up because we understand that your hands being up is important. So Aaron and Hur are a revelation, amen, of encouragement, amen, and literally administration. The administrative work of Aaron and Hur kept Moses' hands to the degree that he stayed stabilized because they created a system that could support that level of revelation. Sometimes the level of revelation is too heavy for the structure that is trying to support it. Sometimes it's too heavy for the hands that are trying to hold it. And so God frustrates the breakthrough because these hands are too heavy for your carry. And when you're going up in God, you got to identify who can carry your hand. Who are you going to allow to hold your arms up? You don't just let anybody do that. You better make sure that it ain't somebody that get tired easy. And that takes time. That takes knowing people in every season of life. You got to know them not just when they up. You got to know them when they down. How do they handle themselves when they get angry? How do they handle themselves when they're not getting their wants? How do they handle themselves as it pertains to your vision when you're not speaking to them and not talking to them and not giving them conversation? How responsible are they then? How about when God leads you to a place where you are almost seemingly deliberately doing things to just upset them? Can they still stay quiet? Can they still stay chaste? Can they still stay pure? You remember that Aaron and Miriam got mad at Moses. And they began to talk mess behind Moses' back. And the Bible says God heard them. And God got so mad at them because Moses was his man. He says, look, talk to y'all, but I don't talk to y'all like I talk to Moses. I talk to Moses face to face. We got a relationship. Moses is a friend of mine. He's my guy. We cool like that. And so you better be careful because Moses is the guy that I am revealing spiritual direction for your purpose. Moses is the one that is following the pillar of cloud by day. Moses is the one that is following the pillar of fire at night. Moses is the one that is getting the insight, the revelation, the revealed knowledge of God spoken and delivered to him. Moses is the one. And God is doing what he's doing for Israel because of Moses.
Amen.
And Moses qualified to be the leader. And the reason Moses qualified to be the leader, because Moses himself was lived the lifestyle of the Egyptians himself, but at heart he was a Hebrew. And so God took him out of where he was trying to send them back into, because Moses had an understanding about the Egyptians, but Moses didn't have an understanding about his God that he needed to know. So God took him out of his comfort place. Not that he didn't want him to be comfortable, but he took him out of his comfort place his comfort zone so he can train him and teach him. And sometimes people don't recognize when God is snatching you out of your comfort zone. See, you come to the ministry, and it's wonderful. But that's just, I call that the honeymoon. The honeymoon will end. And when the honeymoon ends, God starts stretching you and taking you outside of your comfort zone, and that's when your feelings start getting hurt, and that's when you have to reason whether or not, well, you know, I think the Lord is calling me to go on somewhere else now. That's your excuse, because your feelings are hurt. But the reality is you're in your feelings. And you're a spoiled brat, and you're not getting what you want. You don't get your way. And when you don't get your way, you act like your childish behavior shows up, and you grab all your toys, and you want to run and go back home. And then you wonder why I don't take your toys into our playground, because I got to test you first to see if you can handle the seeds of fire. You don't put responsibility in people's hands that everybody tell you that you're the best thing since sliced bread.
Amen.
Because faithful are the wounds of a friend. They are many. Many wounds. Your friend gonna tell you the truth. Faithfully. And you know that you ain't that good. But we like to live the lie instead of walking in the light of the truth. So we can have the truth. So we can be free enough to go into the world, and therefore we also can be reliable enough to have some level of foundation because we're free enough to be sturdy. You can't get free as long as you live in lies. I didn't say living a life of perfection. Just don't lie to yourself. Don't lie to yourself. Lord, we bless you. We give you praise, glory, and honor for all things that are well. Thank you for your omniscient grace and your power and your revelation that you reveal to us consistently. I pray, Father, that someone receives something of the Word of God tonight that encourages their heart in every part about them. I pray, Father, that you will heal them every place they hurt. I pray, Father, that you will water every dry place. I pray, Father, that you will heal and mend the broken heart tonight and bring joy. But more importantly, Lord, pray that you will illuminate their understanding, that they may see your mystery and your part in their life for their now, that they may do what you have called them to do today, this day, that they will not seek, Father, for the home run, but they just want the first base, the second base, to the third base. They want their daily bread, and they want to leave no slices behind. They want their daily bread. Father, direct them and show them that they're in their moment, that at any moment, they can spontaneously combust. They spontaneously, Lord, can break through. That there's an outburst, a breakthrough that's about to show up in a good way into the lives of the people, that they may be witnesses for you. Father, restore and heal. Mend the brokenhearted tonight. Lift up the bowed down head. That one, Father, that needs encouragement to know that you hear them. You hear them. And the Lord wants you to know that he hears you. And he has heard you. When you prayed, he is no short of his word. He's in route. But he is saying now it's time for you to release the angels of heaven that war for you, and they will end this disruption that the angels of Satan have tried to bring against you. Those principalities are coming down, and therefore God's purpose is being exalted in your life. God bless your heart and all your parts. Walk in the Lord and know that he is with you. Walk in the light as he is the light. God bless you. Have a phenomenal night. And we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Amen.
Amen. Good night, family. Yeah, have a good night.
Good night, y'all.